people with real jobs.
Hello?
Self-employed people. Which do you want to be? This is Certifiably Unemployable. It's time to fire the boss and become self-employed. Maybe you need a push to get that business or side gig going that you've been dreaming about for years. And if you're an entrepreneur, you can listen to stories and get experience from people who've done it. Get ready to change your life. Broadcasting from the compound, this is Certifiably Unemployable. And this is Sean Dean.
Welcome to Certifiably Unemployable. I am your host, Sean Dean, and this is episode 39, titled Man in the Mirror. Now, of course, if you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a woman, man, whichever the case may be, this is called Man in the Mirror because of the fantastic Michael Jackson song. I love that song. It's very inspiring. And it talks all about looking at the person in the mirror and saying, this is the time for you to tighten up. You need to hold yourself accountable. And if you want things to be better, you want things to change, you want things to be right, it's all about the person looking at it in the mirror. So if you're listening to this, you're a woman, you're a female entrepreneur, don't take offense. It's just a topic. It's just the title because I love that song. It's a great song. It's very inspiring. So I encourage you to get involved during this episode. Let us know what you do to hold yourself accountable. And being that it's episode 39, there's a lot of content that we've already talked about leading up to this point. And of course, we know you're busy. We know you have a lot going on. And as an entrepreneur, we do appreciate you making us a part of your busy week. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get things cranking. So this is all about holding yourself accountable as an entrepreneur and some common steps that you can take to hold yourself accountable. Okay, so first, in my opinion, what you have to do is you have to accept the fact that you're going to hold yourself accountable. You have to face the fear because guess what? It's not easy, right? Who wants to hold themselves accountable? I mean, who wants to play by the rules? Who wants to do things right? I mean, we all want to do the right thing. Don't get me wrong. But when you have rules set in place, sometimes you want to step outside of the rules. And, you know, you're an entrepreneur, you're a risk taker. Why would you not want to do that? Right. So that's the first thing that I think you have to do is you have to face the fear of accountability. That means you're going to have rules. That means you're going to have certain things that you have to do. And that's how you're holding yourself accountable. So how are we going to hold ourselves accountable? How are we going to get from point A to point B, accomplish our goal and get there successfully? And not drive ourselves crazy, okay? Well, you can't make it about you. You got to make it about what your intention is with your business. You can't make it about you as a selfish person, right? So what I'm saying is you have to understand ultimately why you started your business. You're an entrepreneur. You want things better in your life. You want to live by design. You want to basically call your own way every day. You don't want somebody to tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, what time you need to do it. You're an entrepreneur. But in order for you to get the goals that you need to reach, in order for you to have the success inside your company, you have to have a game plan. And that's where you have to hold yourself accountable. So once you face the fear of accountability and you're saying, okay, I'm going to do this. How am I going to do this? You're going to go ahead and maybe record your goals. And of course, you're going to have a couple of different sets of goals. And we've talked about goals in the past, right? And a lot of this stuff, as you're an entrepreneur, you see that there's so many different topics and so many different things that we talk about that intertwine within each other. So as you're setting those goals, you might have quarterly goals, a yearly goal, what I want my business to look like in 5 years. Well, you have to, in order to hold yourself accountable, you've got to break those up into smaller goals. So let's say you've got a 12-month goal, breaking down into one-month segments, but then break it down even further. Do 1 week at a time, right? So in each month, you approximately have 4 weeks. Break it down. Say, this is what I'm going to do this week. I am going to call 25 new potential clients this week, because my goal is to secure at least one new client every week. And you're like, well, I'm going to call 25 and only get one. Well, you know the numbers. That's how it normally works. So you want to have that accountability. It's going to keep you on course. But God forbid you have that week where you make 25 phone calls and you land five clients. It's going to happen. And that's why you got to stay on course with that goal. So what you want to do is you want to not only have that goal be very clear, you have to follow through, but break it down into smaller goals, right? So make them more specific by making them smaller goals every single week, okay? Next, what you want to do is you want to set those personalized SMART goals. So you want to break down, you have your major goal, your ultimate goal, and what you're looking at doing. Break it down, make it smaller. You kind of like make it into little sections of goals, right? So now you want to have that small goal every week. Like I said, about I'm going to call 25 new people because I want to land at least one client. And over time, you're going to understand what those numbers are. Well, I know that I have to at least go see 10 people in order for me to land one new customer, right? One new client. Well, you're going to know what those numbers are. So that's where you're going to really personalize those SMART goals. Because the reason why they're called SMART goals is because you don't want to just set something up that you're going to fail. And that's the whole part of being accountability, of the accountability is not only do you want to have goals that are going to push you, but you want them to be realistic. You don't want to set yourself up for failure and try to achieve something that's just not going to be achievable, right? Because all you're doing is you're frustrating yourself. So be careful with that. What I always recommend is to write down your goals, because then you want to have a journal of your progress. You have the goal, a journal. Okay, today's Tuesday. This is what I did. Tomorrow's Wednesday. That's what I did. Thursday, that's what I did. So you can see the progress and how you're getting to point A to point B when it comes to that inner goal. Also, make sure that you have an accountability partner, somebody that you can say, here's what's going on. You know, maybe you've got that special friend or the person you met at church or a spouse, somebody that that pretty much, you know, you look up to. And so you want your accountability progress to always look good, right? So let's say you set up a lunch meeting with them or something every other week. Who, you know, it all depends on who it is. And, you know, maybe your accountability partner is that person that might have thought, you know, I don't know if that business is really going to work. And you're like, well, I'm going to prove them wrong. So you want to check in with that person, and guess what you're going to want to tell them? You're going to want to tell them positive things, and you want to show them progress within your business. So you want to make sure you have an accountability partner when it comes to stuff like that. But you're also going to want to have somebody hold you accountable. And that might not be the same person as your accountability partner. That's going to be somebody who's going to push you. They're going to reach out to you and say, hey, did you reach your goal today? Right? And that's easy if you have a business partner. And if you have a spouse that is 100% supporting you in your business, that's also going to be somebody who's going to be your accountability partner, because you're going to say, listen, babe, I want you to push me. I want you to check in with me. I want you to make sure that I am pushing forward, because you're going to hold me accountable. Okay. So now you're working hard. You got the accountability partner. You've got your progress report. You're documenting everything. You've got your dream board on the wall of the things you want to accomplish. Then you've got your progress report on your phone in front of you, seeing how you're accomplishing these things. But what do you do now? Well, make sure that you reward yourself. Make sure that you commend yourselves on those small achievements, the milestones. Like when we first started this podcast, when I got to 100 listens, I was like, ooh, 100 people have listened to the podcast. That was a milestone. Then we reach 500, then we reach 1,000, and so on and so forth. Those are the things that you want to commend yourself on. You want to reward yourself. You want to keep yourself motivated. because you're working hard. You're doing your thing, building a business, right? Maybe a huge achievement for you was when you first got started in your business and you had maybe put, you know, a couple grand on a credit card. One of your goals was to pay that credit card off through business activity. Well, when you pay that card off, reward yourself. I'm not saying go max the card back up, but reward yourself. Allow yourself to feel good. Even if it's just a attaboy, a good old stamp, or maybe you just take a day off and you go on the boat or ride your motorcycle or go golfing or go see a movie, whatever the case may be, you want to reward yourself because that's going to keep you motivated internally. And when you have that accountability, try to set up some sort of system, some sort of framework. Maybe reach out to somebody else that is in business and things that they have done to hold themselves accountable. I know one of the things that has always held me accountable is letting people know what I'm doing to a degree, because if it's something that's goal-oriented and you've got people that are rooting for you, you don't want to let those people down, you know? So that helped me with my accountability over the years. If you're looking to even lose weight or just whatever the case may be, when there's people that are supporting you, now you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for that person because that person believes in you. You don't want to let them down. So that's a form of accountability, right? So that's important. So set up that framework, get things rolling the way they are. And I want to hear what's working for you. So that's a big part of what we do here at Certifiably Unemployable is we 100% want to support one another as entrepreneurs. You got all these small business owners out there that are doing their thing. Support them, right? We're going to do the same thing when it comes to accountability. So let me know what's working for you. I want you to like this. I want you to subscribe. I want you to share this message. More importantly, I want you to let me know by leaving the comments, emailing us at certifiablyunemployable@gmail.com. Go to our website, comment on YouTube or Facebook, wherever you're checking this out. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple or Google, then send us an email. Let us know this is what works. Or go to our Facebook page. Let's interact on this topic because accountability is one of those things that's never going to go away. We will always have to hold ourselves accountable, but I want to hear what works for you because I'm going to be honest. Over the years, it hasn't always been easy for me. It still isn't always easy. So trying new techniques and new things and different ways to hold yourself accountable, there's always going to be a need for that. So I appreciate you. I know you're busy. You're making it work as an entrepreneur. I want to commend you for doing your thing. And again, this is episode 39. This 100% could not have happened without you, the listener. So we are grateful for you. We are 100% super excited that you're a part of our Certifiably Unemployable family. Don't forget to visit our website, certifiablyunemployable.com, and check out our merchandise. We've got some cool shirts. We've got some cool things that are motivational, and they are 100% talking all about being an entrepreneur, taking risks, and things of that nature. So, and if you message me, I'll make sure you get a coupon so that way you can save some money on the merchandise. All right. We appreciate you. And until next time, don't forget, this is Certifiably Unemployable.
You've been listening to Certifiably Unemployable. Ready to fire the boss yet? You're on your way. Sean has been self-employed for over 20 years. So if that's something that you want to do, something you've been dreaming about for years, Sean has all the knowledge, good, bad, and indifferent. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook and Instagram at Certifiably Unemployable. Find us on YouTube and at www.certifiablyunemployable.com. Till next time, this is Certifiably Unemployable, signing off.